audience.
This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Hello, 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 beautiful people. Hello, beautiful people of Jacksonville, the nation and the world. How are you? I hope all is well. I know we've been going through some storms here, and we just want to ask God if you would just go with me. Father God, Lord, we know that people are hurting. We ask your blessing to be upon those that have lost life, God, mother and child, others that have lost their life in the storm, Florence. Father God, have mercy and then be merciful. Touch the people's heart that they will have and show compassion and empathy for those that are victims, considering ourselves that it could be us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Bring unity, Father. Bring unity in your name. Amen. Yes. Good evening. How are you? I hope all is well. This is Ken Jones. Truth is Holy radio show. Our heart is heavy because of the victims of Hurricane Florence. You know that people are really suffering, and who knows how long it'll take for them to get power restored and different things. I believe it's about 964,000 customers that are without power just in South Carolina. So I hope in the Carolinas, I think maybe even Georgia was affected. I know I called my brother and said, hey, it's turning south. And saying, no, it's not. So after I saw the track, I'm sure everybody saw that. It did turn south. It came in from the east and turned south for a while and looked like it was coming down to Savannah way. But we thank God that he stayed his hand. And there's a scripture that comes in Lamentation 3:32. But he causes grief, yet he will have compassion according to the multitude of his mercy. He will have and cause grief. And in other words, these storms, today it's your storm. Tomorrow is my storm. We need to have more empathy and compassion for people. Why can't we collectively in Jacksonville have a point, a place that we can donate water, little essentials, whatever it is that we can give? It's not what you give. Let me read you and quote this statement. The most useful asset of a person is not a head full of knowledge, but a heart full of love, with ears open to listen and hands willing to help. And I'm asking you, I'm making a plea to you, with over 2,000 places of worship buildings in Jacksonville, I'm asking the pastors and leaders in the community, in this city, black, brown, white, all, let us come together. Lead. I don't have to lead. I don't have a building, but I have hands and I have a heart and I have love. If you just donate water, if you just call and say, hey, I want to lead the effort, or you can bring the drop-off point over here. But we should be able to do something, because when the storms hit us here in Jacksonville, people around the country and the nation respond in an epic way. And I'm asking you to be your brother keeper as well. I know that there's a lot of cynicism and a lot of divisiveness in the city. But I'm asking you to not hold grudges one against another. I'm asking you to come as a unit in a unified way to show compassion and empathy. It's not a head full of knowledge. It's not what you have. It's a heart full of love and ears that are open and hands that are willing to help. On CNN, Florence, relentless rain and flooding caused at least 5 deaths. And one that really stuck out was the husband, wife, and child, little baby. He was able to get out, but his wife and the baby, they didn't make it. People here in Jacksonville and are under the sound of my voice, when the emergency management and other leaders in the community, FEMA, NOAA, the mayor, the governor, when he gives you heed to vacate because of flooding, many of these people were calling for 911. And she said that eventually a volunteer rescued the team from Indiana. When you have volunteers coming from all over the country to support you and your friends and family members, to make sure you have the basic necessities, the babies have Pampers and different things, you know the need. Let the Lord touch your heart. It is very hard to understand why the people here will not give, why they won't donate. But I'm not here to condemn or convict you. I'm here to make a plea to all the churches. We have a beautiful parade and all coming up with the Martin Luther King. I'm asking you, I'm making a plea to you this year. Mr. Thomas, president of the Martin Luther King Memorial Foundation here in Jacksonville, have sent letters inviting you to participate, your congregations. Why you will not, I don't know. What is it about culture and our culture that you don't like? I don't know. Where there's unity, there's strength. The only thing we have to fear, according to President Kennedy, God bless his soul, is fear itself. What are you afraid of? To show love, to show kindness, to show unity in the spirit and the bond of peace. Don't you know that it would break every chain? I've contacted Miss Amber Buffoon of Red Cross. Hadn't heard back. I contacted others here in the city to spearhead or have a drop-off point because I know they have buildings and what they're doing in the community, the CDCs and such. The phone is 296-2251. I have someone that stopped by. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, thanks for stopping by. Who is this?
This is Savine Brown.
Okay. What's on your mind, brother?
I listen to you quite a bit on the radio there, and I got to tell you, I really enjoy listening to you because you kind of like speak the truth of what's going on around the Jacksonville area. And you know, sometimes other stuff kind of weigh heavy on my heart, but I'm seeing the devastation, you know, of that area right now from the Florence storm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching it on the news. I was also a military Navy actually operated out of the base up there called Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point, North Carolina, right in the New Bern area.
Right.
And those people out there right now are devastated, Reverend. You know, I know we're in Jacksonville. We had a little storm come through here and devastated us, too. But if you kind of like understand, I've listened to some of the people around Jacksonville, and I really was kind of like taking the back seat because the people in just kind of like were just talking, you know, saying some things just made no sense because, you know, was making things up there because the storm was coming. And just because it kind of like, you know, didn't go to a hurricane state four, the Queen came aboard as a one or a two.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't think that's a big deal. You know, they haven't had their homes flooded out where the water come all the way. Some of us have, but some of us, you know, we skated by chin-a-chin-chin there, as I call it. You know, we keep escaping, but that devastation up there for those people that are there in those low-lying areas, the river is rising, water, no power, million people strong, out of power, you know, and this place, you know, we thought about New Orleans, where we call it Sin City, and I heard people say that's what they deserve, you know, because of all that stuff that's going on down there. But I didn't think that was correct, you know, for them to do something like that. So right now, as I look here, and I thought about it, I said, you know, if we can't even get the water up there, why can't we go on to the Red Cross? And we don't have to wait for people to sit up there and tell us.
Right.
It's just start automatically going in. And I just want to tell you, if you could, keep putting the word out. Just because that Red Cross lady didn't show or give you a call, it's only got a website there. It's called redcross.org. You know, www.redcross.org. I think that might be the one of the most safest places where funds and money can go to so it can properly channel to all our brothers and sisters up there, even if they're not in Christ. But, you know, those people right now need help. They're all Americans, just like I served, you know, 30 years plus as a master chief there. And I got to tell you, if I can donate and start early, they can do the same thing, too. So I just kind of like wish you could put the plea out there.
Well, let me ask you, what do you think the need, or do you have a targeted area? I know it hit Wilmington, and it also came into Myrtle Beach and other areas. And have you heard of any drop-off points in the city or anybody?
I haven't heard any drop-off points, but I do know people are going to probably want to stage themselves and get ready to go back in that area. And I know I listened to the news. And they say, stay out of the area until they get it all clear that people can go in. Because logistically, I think it's kind of like impossible to start moving, you know, supplies and vehicles and stuff other than the essential people up there right now to restore power. You know, that's one of the biggest things is right now is kind of getting things back to somewhere to get the equipment in other than place stuff in. So I think the dollars, you know, the easy way to send money, you know, and make sure it's getting well represented is to donate to a reputable organization so that the funds will go to the right people. The people here are going to probably need, I know the churches are here, right here, you know, they should set up maybe, you know, some kind of staging areas for people like here right now who don't have that extra funds right now to go back home.
Right.
Offer some, you know, some door openings or some kind of way to say, hey, look, come and let me see if you need some extra with that kid or, you know, open the churches up, you know, invite you know, come to the radio station with you, talk to you, say, hey, tomorrow is Sunday, come to my church, you know.
I'm making the appeals to the pastors and stuff, and I hope that, you know, the listeners, the audience that's out there, that they would share that with their leaders, with their pastors. And things in the community. Remember, people first. The love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit. We are our brother's keeper. And when people are hurting, you should be hurting. Because remember, just last year, when the St. John and all those people, look at the devastation. Look, I'm a Floridian, born and raised in Miami. 50 years, I've been through David, Betsy, Donna, Andrew, Wilma, you name it. Hey, I know what it is to be without power for 3 months after Andrew. I know what it is to run a generator for 3 months. It's horrible. to wonder unless people had compassion to bring food in, because the stores, they're all out. The gas stations, they're all out of gas. There's no power. And I'm happy that they made the law in Florida that all the gas stations must be equipped with generators. So whether or not the power's out, they have gas in the ground in the tanks, they can still dispense the gas. The people are hurting. And I understand there's a lot of cynicism and a lot of divisiveness because, oh, well, I didn't vote. Oh, that's not my leader. Oh, I didn't vote for him. How long have you been in the city, Sylvain?
I was born and raised here in Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. So what word do you have? You have any words of encouragement to get them, the people, to vote, to be on a unified basis, no matter if they have sarcasm or to change things?
One thing that hits me there, Reverend, if you want to make change, you got to get out and vote. You can't sit up here and make change and be what I call a dim, a wait for a day. You know, if we wait for them and wait for a day and don't do something like I vote, you know, that's what's going to happen. You got to go and vote. If you want to make change, you got to go vote. Sitting on the sideline, what I call, or listen to the people say, sitting on the fence, waiting for something, don't do anything. If you don't get up and go out and vote, there's no excuse. We have early voting, we have late voting, you know. Go out there and vote for the candidate of your choice, you know.
Yeah. Make this decision. So if you see things in the community you don't like, you go and urge them to how do you make the change? To go vote.
You go vote. I tell them, if you want to make change, go vote. You know, talking, you know, that's not a vote. Talking about it, not a vote.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting around complaining, that's not a vote. A ballot is a vote. You get one ballot for one candidate, you vote.
Well, let me ask you something, and I have another caller that's chiming in, too, and you can remain. I just want to ask you, you've been in the city this long, maybe, what, 50-something years, maybe? Something like that, maybe? Right? Okay. Hey.
I travel a lot, but I came back home.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, why do you think, I notice in the cultural experiences here and festivals and different things in the city, our turnout is not sufficient. Why is that?
Well, we'll turn out when somebody, you know, complained that a cop and shot somebody, but we don't turn out when in masses march down the street when there is crime on the same people, you know, in our neighborhoods. I've seen where we sit up here and get really upset, but when we have black on black crime, nobody gets really upset. It's that's just the way it is in our neighborhood. You know, our people should be pouring out and be appalled that this is happening. We need to sit up here and continue to kind of like, hopefully we can save our children, because I see so many young black males being killed off, you know, by our own people. You know, it ain't there.
Yeah. Well, I have this young lady. She wants to chime in as well. Hello, dear. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good, good. How long you been around? And why do you think that the cultural, why is our culture, we're deficient in culture?
Well, so far, since I'm only 19, but what I've seen in my generation, it seems that our priorities are very, very messed up. Like, I think, I don't know if it's maybe what's in our music or not, but a lot of people seem to think it's okay to have a gun, or like, just their priorities aren't on school, it's on how they dress and what they do, or what they do when they get home, people are getting to drugs now, and it's just really, I think it's really messing with the generation's idea of, some people don't even want to go to college. They're just worried about the money, no education. And I think they're really losing sight of God as well. It's not really active in my generation as well. Is that too?
Wow. You know something? Being that you brought up the gun, the violence, and Sylvain, you're still there? Because of that, do you think that this is why the people, because I remember we did the Lonnie Miller with the MLK Foundation. We did the Juneteenth at Lonnie Miller. And after the festival, there was more people that showed up for the festival. Why is that?
I'm I don't know. I feel like there's not enough motivation right now for a lot of young people. Not only are they scared to go out now, because mm-hmm. they don't want to go to football games anymore. So they just feel like their voice isn't being heard. But I really do encourage a lot of young people to start voting now, because we are the future. Like, we're at the age where mm-hmm. we're deciding who's going to be governor, who's going to be the president. Mm-hmm. All I know is by 2020, I'm going to need everybody to go vote.
Yeah, definitely. no matter who's yeah, there.
Exactly.
You do your civic duty.
Exactly.
And do your part, because exactly. it does matter.
Exactly.
All lives matter. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, Savine.
We got to lock ourselves up like we're jailing our own selves, because uh-huh. we have to protect ourselves, because our own kids that we set, nurtured, and grew up.
Uh-huh.
No respect. I think we have lost the concept of correct respect, not disrespect. Are you dissing me? You know, I'm talking about plain respect. Respect of property, respect of one's space, respect of, you know, we have lost it. I don't know. What did you think that we can do to regain that? We talk about it all, you know, in church. We kind of like go to church like we walk inside as a, what I call it, ceremonial routine.
Right.
We listen to the pastor.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it's because of the lack of preaching. I think it's because of the lack of love and empathy. Like I was stating here in the statement, the greatest asset that a person has, the most useful asset, is not a head full of knowledge. The Bible says, out of all thy getting, get understanding. But it's a heart that's full of love and ears that are open to listen and hands that are willing to help. According to the scripture, it says, many hands make light work. And in Colossians, you see in 3:12, it says, put on therefore the elect of God, holy beloved, the bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. And I think the root cause in our community is that there's so much hurt that people are not willing to forgive. And this is why I believe that there's so many different denominations. And I was tremendously overwhelmed to find out and to know that there's over 2,000 places of worship in Jacksonville. And yet, it seems that, where are the people? Where's the unity? Where's the camaraderie? Where's leadership in the community? What are you doing? Just masking wealth. What are you doing in the community? What are you doing for the people? If there's somebody else that you love that has a voice or would like this show, would like this spot, I'll yield this spot to you so that you could put the word out to love one another in the spirit and the bond of peace and of unity.
Why don't you invite the sheriff of Jacksonville to come on the, or the mayor to come on your show?
I sure will. I had the former mayor on. And, you know, it's sad that he lost his bout, I believe. I don't know. I heard that, but I don't know. I would love to.
I'm quite sure they've got community leaders here. We got councilmen. You know, have you ever had any of those on the show?
Not as of yet, but I have reached out to the religious leaders here in the community, and I have made a call to the mayor's office. I did talk to Jacoby Pittman, who has taken Katrina Brown's seat, and as you know, most people probably know and don't know, I love politics. I don't too much get into it because I'm as well versed on it, and I love it. But we want a community, a beautiful community, as Jacksonville is. It is a gorgeous community, and I know that there's people out there that are not going to give up hope. They're not going to give up on the kids. That here we are with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Foundation, with Gary Thomas under his leadership. You know, you guys need to call, because we need volunteers. We need your support in the parade for this year. We want to make the parade next year the best ever. And I'm reaching out to you churches, and many of you are going to receive letters and things. Hey, you got a congregation, put your T-shirts on. Be a part. Show, lead by example. Show the children what unity looks like. They'll never know how to fish unless you teach them how to fish. What do you say, my beloved?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question one more time?
The people will never know how to fish unless you teach them how to fish. Show your children. Lead by example.
I agree. Because I feel like as a child, or even when you're at my age, seeing your parents doing certain things, you'll start to do it. Growing up in that. See, like, my parents were very Christian. They never talked about guns or anything. So I grew up with loving God and being in a genuine home. So I feel like it starts with the parents or whoever is guiding them, even if it's an older brother or something. So.
Okay. Okay, Savine, how about you, brother? We're getting ready to wrap up. Any final words or points? Yes.
Can you get a shout out to a local organization that's really been helping to try, and we can't save all, at least we try to save one or two kids there, because, you know, I understand we have a problem with our children, you know, failing. It's a program ran by Dr. Mildred B. Smith.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Newtown Learning Center. Yes, please, people. You know, we're doing the tutoring for those children. Like I said, Mr. Gary Thomas also is beginning to start a program, but we have a program at Newtown Learning Center with Dr. Smith. It is excellent. Dr. Smith has written a beautiful program, and she does great, great work. And we raise the children's grade level, 3-4 grades levels. And the Gullah Geechee, want to give a shout out to the Gullah Geechee CDC here in Jacksonville. They're doing a tremendous job. Many of you have not heard, but we need volunteers. You can contact me. My number is 904-234-6481. And you can also contact Gary Thomas. The address for them is 101 East Union Street, Suite 100, Jacksonville, Florida. That's 101 East Union Street, Suite 100. His number is 904-240-1523. Again, the Martin Luther King Memorial Foundation number is 904-240-1523. This is Ken Jones, and my number is 904-234-6481. You can contact me, Christ Zion, Inc., and it's ChristZion.com. That's ChristZion.com. And remember, if you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. I want to thank you, Savine. I want to thank you, my other friend there that's on the line and here in the station. God bless y'all. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God bless you. Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Again, that's P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. You can reach us by phone at 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. You can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion. That's Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T-S, Zion, Christ Zion on Facebook. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy, Ken Jones, Christ Zion, Principles for Daily Living, because he cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God bless.